I don't even know where to start from. It's been a long time, a very long time, and this I'm not going to apologize because I feel like I've been apologizing and apologizing and apologizing. I'm just going to get right to it. It's been a crazy long year. I literally just woke up from a nap and I was reflecting because the year is ending and I'm like, oops, I've neglected my podcast for long, and I love all my listeners. I've seen that although I've been away, you guys keep listening to the old episodes and everything, and I'm very grateful. So this year started, I think our last episode was in February. This year started with a lot of uncertainty and everything. I don't know how the year was for everybody, but Ghana as a country, we've been through a lot, so I can imagine what individuals might have gone through. This is going to be a very short one that I'm just going to talk about how I hope this time we are starting 2024 filled with love, joy, peace, and hope, most importantly. So last year, in fact this year, it's like I'm jumping the gun. I'm in a hurry to enter 2024 because I can see all the goodness coming in that year. I mean, the year is almost here. But anyways, I went through surges of everything: happiness, joy, sadness, grief, the good, the bad, the ugly. I made friends, I lost friends. I mean, it was a typical year. I think my biggest take on 2023 is that in life we should learn to be patient and we should learn to take one day at a time. In my happy times, I was very happy. In my sad times, I was very sad. And in my grieving times, I really grieved. I lost someone very dear to me. That's my grandma. May her soul rest in peace. A few weeks to her birthday, and a lot of things hit me at that point. I wondered what all this was for. Like, we get up, we do life, we try to work, make ends meet, and everything. And then in the end, one day you are gone. True, like magic. We don't see you no more. Then it hit me. God doesn't bring us here forever. He brings us here for a purpose. And when that purpose is over, our assignments will be over and we'll go. And I realized nothing is actually ever permanent in this life thing we do. You start school, you finish. I mean, you can keep going and going and going, but you definitely do end at some point. You start working, you go on retirement. You sleep, you wake up. I mean, not all the time. By God's grace, if God blesses you, you open your eyes again. You don't sleep forever. I mean, the only thing that is, we know for sure, the only thing that brings certainty in this life is that in the end, we will no longer be here. Someone told me something. So I was with my friends and we were talking, and then one got the news that her very close cousin had died, right? And she was crying and everything, and we were consoling her and everything. Then one of us just said, guys, you know what? I'll share this with you. Anytime someone asks me for advice, the one thing I tell the person is always wake up with a purpose. Always wake up feeling like I want to do something. I want to get better. I want to help someone. I want to do something, because he believes that that purpose drives us and that purpose keeps us moving. And that the moment or the day you stop having a purpose, God will take your life from you, because then, well, basically you are useless. What are you doing? So never lose hope. Never wake up and feel like today I don't have anything today. I don't have anything to do. I'm over it. I mean, there were moments of weakness, and there are moments where you feel like, Charlie, I no go fit. But remember, it should just be a surge, like electricity in Ghana. Be, you know, I said just go low voltage, high voltage. It should just be a surge. Don't stay in that space for so long. Whilst you are in that space, let it be a lesson. Let it be something that drives you and moves you forward to do better for yourself. Because see, the day that you stop having a purpose, the day that you stop having the will to live, the day that you stop thinking that you want to do, you don't want to do this anymore, and you remain in that mind space forever, you kill yourself. So as we enter 2024, I don't know who needed this. It just fell into my spirit to do this podcast. But as we have a few hours to enter 2024, I want you to sit down and tell yourself that in 2024, no matter what happens, I will wake up with a purpose every single day. Whether it is to help someone, whether it is to help myself, whether it is to get better, whether it is to help someone get better. You know, sometimes when you are down, you feel like you don't need to help someone because you need to help yourself. But I also know there are so many people that no matter how they are down, they come out smiling and they have to help others because they don't have a choice. Let me tell you, all those things do not go in vain. Your joy is coming. Like they say, the sorrows may last for a night, but remember, joy comes in the morning. As you all know, I said something. Everything is not permanent. If we sleep and we wake up in the morning by God's special grace, it means that there was night time, and the night time didn't last till forever. Morning came. So when morning came, we did what? We woke up. So if they say the sorrows may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning, that means your sorrows are not permanent. Your joy would come. See, for those of us who are Christians, the Bible says, this is a prayer we see every day, and I know almost every Christian is familiar with this. My cup runneth over in the presence of my enemies. Whatever is happening, know that there's hope somewhere. You serve someone who wants those who serve Allah. Know that, your God will not leave you stranded anywhere. Whatever is happening is either a lesson, a formative process. There's something in there for you that you need to see. See, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord. And I'm sure same for those who love Allah. Because if you love your father, your father loves you right back. And he will not allow you to suffer forever. He will do everything within his means to take you out of that suffering. So please and please and please again, as we enter 2024, always wake up with a purpose, always wake up rejuvenated, always know that yesterday I was sad, but today I'm going to push through that sadness. Always know that yesterday some things didn't go well, but thank God for life. Where there is life, there is hope. I have woken up today, and whatever shaggy they think they've shown me, whatever shaggy they think they've shown me, I will show them more shaggy. Guys, I'm so, so happy. Next year, I'll try to record more. I wish all of you a happy, 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 happy new year. A prosperous one. I hope that this has brought some light into someone's world. I thank you for all those that re-listen to old episodes because I wasn't recording. I thank you for all those that reached out and said, I ain't not recording podcasts anymore. Guys, I'm still in the business. But you know, sometimes, the honest truth is, I there were times where, you know, your favorite guest Miss Now would actually reach out and say we should record a podcast, and we'll try and plan and everything, but I don't know. But well, like I said, lessons are to be learned, so I've learned my lessons. I don't know what 2024 brings, but the most important thing is we try. Keyword try. I will try to record. I'm so happy I did this. I said it was going to be short, so I'm not going to take any more of your time. 2024 is about having a purpose every day, feeling the good vibes. Even when we are down, we are up. Even when we feel weak, we are strong. I mean, 2024, I mean, millennials, we are growing. We are growing. And so we need to learn to love ourselves, embody what, be an embodiment of joy, be role models. I mean, it's a lot. So we are growing. So we need to find a way to encourage one another. And I hope this podcast episode did that for someone. Even if it's one person, I'll be very happy. Gen Zs, you guys, shout out. You guys, I have nothing to say to you. Shout out, Gen Zs. People are madams and are sirs. So, Gen Zs, thank you for bringing some interesting vibes to us. Some old people are also trying to be Gen Zs. They know themselves. I'll not mention the name on the podcast. But yeah, happy new year, everyone. And I hope that it's a prosperous, fruitful, and glorious one. And at the end of 2024, I know that we'll all go back to our various churches and everything. The Muslims would go back to Allah, and every other religion would go back to who they serve, and it will all be great positive vibes, and great things will happen in this new year. Happy New Year, everyone.